Good Saturday morning and welcome to the third and final day of the 2019 Iowa High School Co-Ed State Track and Field Meet from Drake Stadium in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks. This update on KCIM, KKRL, and Kick 106.7 is brought to you by Kitchen Concepts, Remsburg Service, Kemper High School, and Mackey Motors. 9 o'clock scheduled start for today, but because of impending weather later this afternoon, they have moved the start time up to 8 o'clock. We are officially underway. The girls' sprint medley is going on right now. The very first event for our local athletes will be the boys' sprint medley, and we'll kickstart that with the 1A boys, IKM Manning, made up of Stephen Grimm, Parker Behrens, Rain Minino, and Alex Lingle. They will run in Section 1, Lane 7. That will be our first event of the day. Then we'll go right into the 2A boys' sprint medley. South Central Calhoun, made up of Mason Merkley, Josh Henkenius, Jared Burks, and Chase McAllister, they will run Section 3 and in lane number 1. Closer to 9:30 or so this morning, Hannah Tigeson of Audubon will run in the 1A 800-meter run finals, Section 2, number 9. And around 10 o'clock to 10:10, Parker Behrens of IKM Manning will run in the 1A boys 800-meter finals. A little bit later on, 10:20 this morning, the 2A boys 800-meter finals at, 10:20, South Central Calhoun's Chase McAllister and Spencer Moon will run in that event, Section 2, number 4 for McAllister, number 3 for Moon, and those two guys are both ranked near the top of the heap. I think McAllister was ranked number 1, Moon ranked number 3 in that event, so they have a great chance at potentially picking up a state title here today. We will be rooting for that. Closer to 11 o'clock, the 1A girls shuttle hurdle finals. Glidden Ralston will compete there. Now, that is an event that was scheduled for Thursday night, but when the severe weather moved through, they postponed it. So they've actually got to run the prelims today, and they're just gonna run the 3 shuttle hurdle sections, and then it's gonna be a timed final. So no technical final for that event. They're just going to run the sections. Well, I guess it's not 3 sections. It would be 6 sections in the shuttle hurdle. So they will run those and then take the best times to determine who the medalists are. And then that will be our last event for the morning hours. After noon, we will get into some more events and I will bring you that schedule a little bit later on. 66 degrees, partly or mostly cloudy skies, a few spots where the sun is trying to peek out right now, but dry, that's the main thing. Severe weather potential for this afternoon has moved up the start time today, so we are officially underway an hour early. We are keeping an eye on the radar though. Showers to the south and or the west and the southwest portion of Des Moines, about an hour away. But on the radar, there is no lightning associated with that system. So hopefully, if we do get some heavy rain, it won't impact it won't cause any delays because of the lack of lightning. At least we'll keep our fingers crossed. But later in the afternoon, that's when the big stuff potentially could come through. This update has been brought to you by Dries Oil, Scranton Manufacturing, Poet of Coon Rapids, and McFarland Clinic. I'm Nick Brinks with this first state track update for day number 3. Good Saturday morning. It's KCIM, KKRL, and Kick 106.7.